Okay.
Blog
so
Talk Radio.
So we are back. I appreciate you all being so patient through this technical issue that we just had. So where's Ron? There he is. Sorry. Y'all hear me?
Yep.
Hello? Okay.
Yep.
Yes, I hear you.
Everybody
I
hear
you?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. So, Ron, back to what you were saying. I'm waiting for Ron to come in. Is it pull him off the thing? What is it doing? Uh-oh. I don't know what Ron's thing is doing. It's just spinning. I don't know. Wait a minute. I hate this. Black Cat does what it wants to sometimes. Okay, Ron, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, so back to what you were saying, Ronald.
Now, I was just asking Dre, like, how long is it, Dre, that you would wait before you go on? And that's just your physical needs. That don't got nothing to do with your emotional needs. That don't got nothing to do with your religious needs. Is she too sick to go to church with you no more as your wife? How long would you continue like this before you have those needs filled with some other woman?
I know usually they say...
Not usually what they say.
No, I'm talking about what the doctors, like I told you, I know what the doctors say. Sometimes it'll be 6 months to a year. So I don't know. I would try to stick it out.
What? Once we found out that my grandfather had Alzheimer's and dementia, he lived 7 years. So how was the doctor saying that?
I don't know. They told my grandpa he had six months to a year. I don't know.
Okay.
But I would try my best to stick around. I would try. I guess I would have to hit them porn sites. I would have to hit them porn sites or something. But if she started snapping on me and calling the police, talking about I'm trying to kidnap and all that mess, she got to go in the home, and I just had to be like, I don't know.
Is that your question?
Listen, I'm just waiting patiently.
I don't know. I would try my best, but I probably had to hit them porn sites or something, man, and just be around.
What the porn sites gonna do about having a conversation with your friend?
That's what I'm saying. So I can go out to like a bar or to the park or whatever. You know what I'm saying, to conversate with somebody, to converse.
Do what?
Right.
First of all,
you ain't conversate with nobody. But that being said,
all right.
So feel me, and this is kind of for Medisa too. You know how emotional and how intimate a conversation is? You know what I'm saying? To like have a real conversation with somebody. That's some intimate, deep, spiritual shit on some level.
Yeah, that's
you know what
I'm saying? I understand where you're coming from.
And that's just a conversation. We ain't touched each other. We ain't even looked at each other in that way. Just, you know what I'm saying, the intimacy that you can have with somebody with conversing with them. What I would say is, if y'all look at the intimacy that you easily take from your partner and give it to somebody else, that in that area, what's wrong with having the same criteria for the intimacy?
Because the thing is, it seems more, you know, like when you it's easy for you to emotionally connect with somebody, right? Like, that's just the way that it is. Like, we are humans. We're built to have emotions, you know, you know what I'm saying? If unless we're, you know, psychopaths or whatever the case may be, most of us have compassion. Most of us have, you know, concern for another person. Most of us, you know, have, you know, feelings are emotional. Are like, okay, you know, dang, that, you know, we're empathetic, you know what I'm saying, to someone's situation, right? So it's like, that's understandable. But when you go into a realm of where you're not just emotionally and, like, you know, tied to a person. You're physically, you know what I'm saying? You add all that to a mix, you know what I'm saying? And it's when it's all put together with the right person, it's an amazing thing, right? So it's just like, it's easy for you to talk to somebody about something, but it just takes on a whole nother meaning when you become physically even involved with the person as well. Like, it just changes the dynamic of things.
So you're looking at things from a real topical level, because I'm sure right now somebody could pick up a topic that I'd be like, nope, I ain't talking about that. That cut too deep. So when you say it's easy to have a conversation with somebody, it's a topic. It's topics right now that each one of us, if we brought that topic up, each one of us would just bow out because we don't want to expose that part of us. So, yeah, easy conversations are easy to have with people. But those deep conversations that you have, when, like, I know of a man that I don't know how sick his wife was, but I know his wife was sick. And he would sometimes, he worked with us, and sometimes he would say things like he got to, you know what I'm saying, wipe his wife down, you know what I'm saying, clean her and shit like that. And I'm saying to myself, how long did it take for him to be comfortable not just doing that, but telling the fucking world that he do that? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's certain conversations that it's hard to have, but some people just have them so easily. So either it's a only thing I'm saying, I'm not saying you wrong for feeling the way you say. All I'm saying is there's some consistency we gotta have. And for like Dre, if you say I'd stick around for a little while, you know the longer you stay, the sicker she get, the harder it is to leave, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't leave me 3 years ago when I could still walk, but now that I'm fucking on a fucking go kart, now you wanna leave me, nigga?
Oh my god.
This dude here.
He said, no, I'm fucking on a go-kart. I can't.
I'm just saying, that's some real-life shit. Before, she was still walking.
Well, You're stupid. Oh, my God. I get it, though. I get it. There's truth to what you're saying. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that it's wrong. You know, at the end of the day, it's whatever is easy for the next person. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just the type that, I'm going to try to stick this shit out as long as I can. You know what I mean? Even if you want me to go, I'm not going to go because I told you I was going to be here for better or for worse, for richer or poor, for sickness and health, till death do us part. So if I say this shit to you, then I mean it, because I'm not going to open my mouth and say shit if I don't mean it, because my word, I ain't got shit else but my word.
Shit, okay. Nigga still there.
Let's throw a twist in it. But like, because let's say he's not saying that I'm leaving you. He's still going to be there. He's still going to take care of you. He's still going to do that. But just understand that I have this other person that I kind of like too. Like, I don't see him just saying, chucking his fingers up and be like, you know what, you said you're leaving, okay, and then you want me to go, bye. No, I think he would still stay, but he would understand that I understand that he needs something else other than just taking care of me. He's still going to be a man. He's still going to have a need. It's about me understanding. Like, I can't have sex with him. I barely know who he is, but I know that he has a connection to me. You know, I think that's what, because even in this particular situation, the woman actually lived with them, and she thinks, oh, this is just, I've made a new friend. So she even may be helping him take care of her. So we can't just look at stuff at the surface level. I think this is what Ron was talking about before. Like, this is just the surface of it. And who are we to say this ain't right? Because you don't know what she may have told him before she lost all of her memory.
Right.
We don't know. And my relationship ain't the same as your relationship.
Right.
So we definitely ain't dating the same type of man.
You see me. You understand me. You get me. I fuck with you.
I try to have an open mind about this. Like Ron has watched his. You said your great grandmother or your grandmother?
My great grandmother, my grandfather's mother.
Okay, so you watched your great grandmother. Dre has watched his grandfather and Mr. Frank. Me, I've watched my grandfather. If you haven't been through a process with someone who has Alzheimer's, then all you can't really say I understand. Because as someone who's been through it, you say, like, you definitely understand they have badass days.
Oh, I know. My grandfather, you want to
throw your hands up and you be like, you know what, you can think about your goddamn self.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I was saying. I was trying to stick around. But if she started flipping and shit, I'm going to have to go get a drink. I'm going to
have
to do something.
Well, while my grandfather wasn't formally diagnosed, you know, we believe that when he was because of some of the things that had happened, and this was very, like, early on when people didn't really know a lot, you know what I'm saying, about Alzheimer's. It was kind of like you didn't really hear a lot about it. And, you know what I'm saying, ultimately, we feel like that was some of what was going on with him, you know, just because of some of the stuff. But, you know, his cause of death was supposed to be, you know, liver cancer. But, you know, but anywho, so, and then one of my best friends, like, her mom, I was there with her when her mom went through it, you know what I mean? So it's like, I totally get it, you know what I mean? And again, I'm not saying that anybody's wrong for whatever they're choosing to do. I'm just saying, as for me, you know, my thought would be, okay, maybe I would hope that the person would stay, but I could understand if they didn't want to stay. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing for me. Like, I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy, but I'm going to do the best that I can to try to stick in there and hang in there. You know what I mean? And if I feel that it's something that I cannot handle, then the right thing for me to do would be to walk away. And if I know I can't handle it in the beginning, because you know what you can handle, you know what I'm saying? You know what things you're willing to, you can deal with, you know what I'm saying? Whether that be emotionally, you know, mentally, whatever the case may be. And if I know that I can't deal with, you know, him potentially wanting to be with someone else or whatever the case may be, then I'm not even going to put myself in that situation. I'm not even going to give that option. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you can do such and such and so-and-so. Because if he says, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get me somebody else and I know it's going to hurt me, then there's no point in me saying it. So I'm not
okay, one second. So if you know some shit is going to hurt you, why would you say it?
But that's what I'm saying. If I know that it's going to hurt me to give him that option, I'm not going to give him that option. Because what I said originally was, what I'll do is I'll say to him, okay, you know, I can understand if you don't want to be here, you know, if you don't want to go through this, you know, it's hard for you, I get it, you know, this is what the situation is, this is what they're saying, and if he says, okay, you know what, I think I need to just go on and do whatever it is I need to do, whatever the case may be, then I'm not going to be mad at him, I'm not going to be angry at him. But of course, I would choose for him to stay. But if I know that it will devastate me, and I could not handle him saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, then I'm not going to say it.
Okay. I just had to process it for a second. Maybe it's a little, I don't know yet. Laughing like a sick cat.
I'm sorry. I was just laughing because I don't know. No reason.
You don't know. Why would you laugh at this?
No reason.
Thank you. It's tequila. That's what it is. I've been drinking tequila. Yeah, I know. Once I've got tequila in my system, and then I get confused. I get confused for a second. I'm sorry. My weave is itching at this point. Too. Okay, so let's talk. Did we lose Medifa? Did she hang up, Lord? Did y'all make Medifa hang up?
Damn, Cartwheel.
Oh, shit. She cartwheeling down the motherfucking road. you know how them people be doing the square dancing? You know how people be doing square dancing, right? I was saying to myself earlier, Yo, you can turn that shit to a squid. That's like, you lift your arms, you turn them down, and you're like, well, what if you come back around?
The cartwheel dance, nigga.
Dude, what's wrong with you? Dude, what's wrong with you?
God, holy shit, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I apologize profusely.
No, you don't. Shut up, man. But okay, so let's talk this vow. So the question that I posted tonight, when you do say your vows, are you going to do traditional vows or are you saying your traditional vows or are you going to write your own?
I think I'll write my own.
I don't know what the fuck a traditional vow is, so I would probably write my own too.
I think I'm gonna do ghost. Oh, that's Melissa's back. Melissa's back, and Taylor put us on hold because she had to go talk to her son's coach. So we on hold. I'm glad she ain't got no hold music. Hey,
no, that's
so
we on hold with Taylor. And Medisa finished her cartwheel.
She did a cartwheel off the bed.
I hit the thing on my phone by accident.
Sure you did. Sure. Everybody who believes that, raise your hand.
I'm drinking my drink.
I'm scratching my ass.
Your dear Lord. Okay, so we're talking about vows now. So would you, Ron said he would write his own. Dre said he would probably write his own. I said mine still be a mixture of a little bit of both. Medisa, when it comes down to your vows, are you going to do
how the fuck
vows,
is a mixture of both, nigga? Either writing your own or you're not. You can't be fucking doing a hybrid.
No,
yes, you
can.
Who says you can?
Because I could say that, you know, I could say we wrote
then
our
that's
own
right
vows
in your own.
Whatever. But we're still going to say, you know what, I promise to love, you know,
honor
and all
cherish.
That stuff. And
no, no, it
and
also says obey. Hold on. It says obey. You go obey
no,
your
it
husband?
Obey.
It does
say
obey.
Yes, it does. It does say obey.
Well, that would change that shit. Right? You ain't
exactly.
My fucking boss. No, I'm joking.
I would say I will take in consideration everything that you say.
I would, but no, it would be like, okay, yeah.
I would take it in consideration.
That's it.
That's some real shit right there.
Everything that you say, I will continue to listen, love, and cherish you till, you know, through sickness and health, and for richer and poor.
Oh, shit. But if that shit you say don't make no sense, I ain't fucking with it. I do.
Exactly. Like, if it don't make sense, you know we ain't doing it. Because, you know, I ain't got good sense, and sometimes you ain't got good sense, and both of us together, we just ain't got good sense. So, like, my wedding is probably going to be, like, super comical. Because, you know, they already know I ain't got good sense, so I gave a fly. But I will definitely say, I will take it, because, you know, I promise to love, cherish, and respect you. I will take in consideration any idea that you have given to me. Yeah. I'm here for it. Yeah. You're all invited.
You got issues,
hello?
Young lady. You definitely got issues. You is like, I love, honor, cherish. And I don't know about obey, but I'll take that shit into consideration before I make my decision and get back to his ass. I do.
You know?
That's some real new millennium independent Me Too shit. That's what that is. That ain't no traditional nothing about that.
And I feel like he'll be like, he'll probably start laughing when I said it. He'll start laughing.
Now, that don't mean I disagree with you. That don't mean I disagree with you. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm. You gonna agree? Cause Ron, you gonna obey?
Absolutely, I'm gonna obey.
What? Okay. All right. I want to be a deflection.
No.
You should hear this.
I'm going to obey. There's certain things that you have to obey. Absolutely. But obeying don't mean, you know what I'm saying, be totally docile. But I'm going to obey. I'm not going to say I'm going to obey. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to tell you that you got the key to the fucking candy shop. You just got it. And like during your vows, you say I will do every sexual act that you want me to do. No, you don't say that, but you know that's what you go do.
No, I ain't gonna do every single one, but I might take into consideration some shit you might want to suggest.
Stupid. See, this is why I call you stupid. Y'all call me stupid. I call you stupid because you stupid. I know this though. I know that. Motherfuckers all think they know what they want when they get married. I don't think none of us realize what marriage is before fucking we get married. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all think we know what it is and the whole sanctity of it. But the truth of the matter is you just got to find a motherfucker. Y'all got to put up with each other's bullshit. Y'all got to, you know what I'm saying, help elevate each other's good shit. And whatever rules come within that, whether that rule be that she can, you know what I'm saying, fuck Big Dick Johnny 3 times a year, you know what I'm saying, or whether that means that he
wait,
can, you know what I'm saying,
here.
Take a man's vacation
minute.
To
stop.
Thailand
like, no.
So he can fuck little
no,
boys.
No, stop. Pause.
Y'all just gonna glance over the fact that this fool said.
Why are you calling me a fool?
This is what this fool said. He said, whether she gets to fuck Big Dick Johnny 3 times a year. I can't. I'm done. I just can't. Like, everybody
three
just
times
gonna
a
glance,
year.
Just go. Everybody just go. Just like. Okay,
summer solstice,
anyway,
winter
you
solstice,
were.
And your birthday.
Thank you. Okay, as you were.
That's stupid.
I can't. Okay, go ahead, as you were.
Y'all got issues.
You got issues. Y'all got issues. Y'all got issues.
Exactly.
I'm perfectly fine.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? The rules is what the rules become. The rules are what the two of y'all make it. You know what I'm saying? The rules ain't got fuck traditional.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Traditionally, half marriages fail. You know what I'm saying? So if you go do shit traditional, then y'all
that's
got a 50% chance of making this shit.
Right.
You know
that's
sometimes
true.
You got to be
you
untraditional
in a
with the fuck
what
you do.
It doesn't matter. And it's because the thing is this. So many people are like, no, marriage has to be structured like this, 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 and this. No. My marriage is what my marriage is, and what your marriage is what your marriage is. And I promise you, I probably have more fun in my shit. 10 years to have more fun.
But that's the thing, you can't, like, that's the thing, people can't try to, like, you can't, that's why you can't judge another person's situation, because it's what's good for you may not be good for me, and vice versa. So,
right.
You just,
and you,
people have,
and it's hard to talk about that shit. Like, it's hard for a married man to be like, yo, my wife throw up on my dick. I love that shit. How do you have that conversation? You can't do that.
You don't.
You. You just don't tell nobody.
You
don't never tell anybody.
You can't have a conversation with. And then you be like, you know what? Medusa can't handle the fact that my wife likes to throw up on my shit.
I can't. I absolutely cannot. Just keep that shit to yourself. That's TMI. I don't even know that their wife likes doing that. So that's fine. Keep that to yourself. Like, yes. But, you know. It is what it is. And people, I just don't think, I think that in look, not even looking at just marriage and looking at relationships and everything, like, everybody has their own formula for how it needs to happen for them. You know, whatever works for you, and that's just the way it is. And I think if more of us would look at life like that, then half the stuff that we have disagreements about or debate about wouldn't even be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't stand and throw stones in somebody else's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the beam out your own eye before you start to try to mess with the plank that's in mine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's one of those things where it is what it is for each person. And that's just the truth of the matter. Like, life, we just need to be less judgmental. And I think with this whole situation with them, everybody has become judgmental, because in their mind, it's like, oh my God, that's so horrible. And then the people who think it's so horrible think the people that think it's perfectly okay are horrible people. And it's like, no, it's how you look at the world, how you look at life, how you deal with certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Every person deals with certain things differently. And I think that once we get to that point with everything, then this life would just be a lot easier. We wouldn't have to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, there wouldn't be debate about this, that, and the other, because it's like there's nothing to debate about, because that's that person's prerogative to do however they want to do.
Hi, Bobby Brown.
All right, SBKK. Taylor's back.
So I don't think you heard Taylor's point on view. Taylor, what's your view on this?
I wasn't on the line. I actually was on another call from my son's coach, so I missed the question.
Well, you didn't
answer
the question. No, you were here.
So the question is, and Mother Taylor, no, she wasn't. She was. She had us on hold, remember?
We've been talking about this same shit for the last fucking 47 minutes.
No, we ain't. We're talking about the question I posed about the vows. So, Taylor, once you get married, are you going to say traditional vows, or are you going to write your own?
I'm definitely going to write my own, because there's some things that I need to express, and I need for my husband to be to understand. So I think we would write our own. I definitely think we would write our own.
Okay,
with
Taylor,
a couple examples,
Taylor,
like,
would you say obey?
Well, I'm trying to get examples. We're not going there.
Would I say, I'm sorry, what? Wait a minute. Why are you asking me about Old Bay seasoning?
Are you serious right now? Are you serious right now? You can't be serious.
You know,
why? What? That's what he said something about Old Bay.
Not that Old Bay.
Yo,
not that
Old
Bay,
not
the crab leg
a little bit, because she took me out right there.
She took me out.
Oh.
She took me out.
Taylor,
wait a minute. You mean like, oh, you mean, oh, you said obey. Like obey, like I obey your every command.
Yeah,
no, we're not going to do that. No, no, no. Mm-mm.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
I'm gonna take your whatever you say into consideration.
See, I knew she was listening.
It's a very, very strong word.
I knew she knew
it's
it.
Very, very strong.
Oh, God, I mean,
you know what? Here's the thing. You could drop that in the suggestion box and we could talk about it, but obey? No. No. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. That's not what we're here to do.
This is why I call y'all stupid.
I'm just saying. But it's a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of things that would incorporate into my wedding that wouldn't be traditional.
Okay, let's think about it.
So for one thing, I would never ever wear a white dress. Just because I'm not a fan of the color white, period. I don't like
no,
white things.
You ain't no virgin, nigga.
No, is that why people wear white?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's supposed to be symbolic of purity. That's why most people that aren't. That's why you see a lot of people wear like beige dresses, off white dresses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you learn something new every day. Yeah, no, that's not for me. I don't particularly care for the color white. It's nothing, you know. White, the color white didn't do anything to me per se. But I'm just not a fan of it, and I would never wear it. And then on top of that, I wouldn't do like a whole big thing when it came to a wedding. Like my wedding would probably just be me and my husband and a pastor, and that would be that. Like I would have a great big party with everyone. Like the reception would be awesome, but the wedding part would just be for me and him because it's our marriage. It's not a show for anybody. It's not for everyone to pick apart because I've been to weddings where all you hear is, oh, look at this shoe. Look at this. Look at, no, that's not what we're here for. We can, you,
oh,
we can have a
I'm
grand
for.
Big party. Well, I'm, but my reception would be that would be, you know, that would be the party for everybody. But the wedding, I think that's something that's so, it's so important to me. The wedding wouldn't be for everybody. It would just be for us because at the end of the day, our marriage is us. So it, regardless of who the groomsman is and the bridesmaids and all that other hoopla, I'd rather save all of that money and put it towards something useful like a house or a vacation or, you know, or the honeymoon or whatever we want to do with it as opposed to having, like, I got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars for people to come look at me get married that I probably don't really talk to that much anyway. And I really almost certain I don't like. For the most part. I know there would be family. You know, there would be like family there for me and family there for him, but it would just be me and him. The reception's for all though. And my dress, like I said, it wouldn't be white. It would be something color, not necessarily a rainbow, but something colorful. And it would have to be outside. Like it wouldn't be like a neon color, but it would be like a lilac or something like that. Yeah, and it would be outside. It definitely would be outside.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming to this. I don't care that you said that it's just going to be y'all sitting up. I'm coming to this function.
I'm coming. I don't care about y'all just being the only two up there. I'm coming to see this. Because I want to be there.
Okay.
I want to be there in the fellowship.
Okay.
That's all I want to see. And just like you requested of me, I'm going to need some cakes. And I need some Swedish meatballs and some vegetables or something.
Yes.
Y'all know I'm hungry.
Absolutely.
I stay hungry all the time.
Absolutely.
All I eat is rubber.
See, now that, now the cake, see, now here's the thing, though, the cake, we're going to have to, see, this is what I'm saying, we're going to have to get a suggestion box, because I like desserts. He's not really a dessert person, so therefore, yeah, that cake's going to be mine. So, you know, you can toss in your suggestion, whatever you want, but at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the cake.
Mm-mm.
And we got to have two.
As long as your cake ain't
and
no
we gotta
carrot,
have
no
two
coconut,
cakes.
None of
that. Yeah,
sorry.
No, who the hell have carrot cake at the wedding? Who, where mama making carrot cake? No.
Okay, so one of my friends, she got married.
Mm-mm.
She had three
Mm-mm.
favorite cakes. Her and the cakes were, they weren't on top
Mm-mm.
of each other. They're more like a cascading. It was a cascading cake. So each cake was something that was her favorite cake. So
Mm-mm.
they had carrot cake. I had the red velvet and the chocolate. I ain't had the rest of the mountain.
Yeah, see, I would do our cake would probably be red velvet, and then the other cake would possibly be something else, just because I want two cakes, just because I know everybody's going to want two slices of cake, because that's what I require for everybody else's functions when I go. I need two
mm-hmm.
slices of cake,
mm-hmm.
so I'm assuming, so when everybody comes to my function, they're going to be like, hey, remember when I had that baby shower in 2007, and you ate them two slices of cake? You know what, sis? I got you. Right. I did. But I tell everybody when you invite me to a function, I am usually a good gift giver. So it'd be like, oh, wow, I deserve two pieces of cake.
You so, so petty.
What?
The
baby showers.
I better have it. I'm telling you right now. Then I ain't having no baby shower. The wedding going to come before the baby shower.
Yes. That's all right. I already got everything planned out for you. I know what to get you. Don't even trip. I got it, Kevin. I got it, Kevin. I'm waiting on the invite. That's all I'm doing. I'm waiting on the invite.
Yeah,
I got my outfit together. I got my gift together. I'm just waiting on the invite.
I'm wearing white.
I thought we talked about this. We had a conversation about you not wearing white.
I'm wearing white for that party.
What about you, Dre? What color you wearing? What color you wearing your wedding, Dre?
It won't be white. It's for damn sure.
Hey, oh, he ain't never getting married.
Whatever. It's going to happen. But I probably won't wear white, because just my damn look going into church, so I'll fall.
You getting married in a church? Damn, what you want me to do?
I gotta go downtown, huh? Because I'm broke. I gotta go downtown. I gotta go to the courthouse. I can't go to the church.
Yeah, what the fuck? You can get married.
That's
he gotta go downtown. Yeah, that shit wrong. I'm going to the church. Like the church gonna blow up when I walk in the motherfucker. Why I can't be at the church?
Nigga, you is the devil.
Jeez.
Damn.
I just had to go hit a drive through chapel somewhere, I swear. Jeez, I ain't church worthy. Jeez, I'm doing good for the Lord.
Man,
this nigga ain't been to church.
Wait, so are you the drive-through chapel? Do she have to get out the passenger seat and get in the back seat right behind you so y'all can be doing the same time?
I know at my I don't personally want to get married in a church. I want to get married outside by water, so there would be some type of lake or something nearby. Or a body of ocean water, like something.
Somebody
that's gonna
watch one love
so
story
much.
Too damn many.
I wrote my own. I'm currently writing my own love story right now.
Oh, Lord.
Don't do
this. I hear that shit. I hear that
don't
shit,
do
kid.
This.
You writing your love story. Living your best life.
Don't do this. Exactly. We keep keying all the time, and people are like, I want a relationship like yours because y'all always on the phone talking about different stuff. Y'all always laughing. Y'all always going somewhere. You just don't know that nigga get on my nerves and I get on his.
How about
that? I'm just saying, you can't look at someone's relationship and like, I want one just like that. And then you don't realize
right, so
I cuss him out every other day. He cusses me out on the other days. And true. But hey. He makes me break fingernails when we go bowling.
You know how certain people say they want this and they want that? And we all want the good things, right? But, like,
mm-hmm.
how much are you willing to put up to get that thing? So, like, I don't know nobody's situation. But if there was a woman that I wanted and it was a woman that another guy wanted, and this woman was like, both of those are good dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good woman. Everybody in the three people was good people. But she was going to put us through certain hoops to earn her, you know what I'm saying, affection. He would probably win that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only but so much shit I'm going to jump through. You know what I'm saying? So many hoops I'm going to jump through. You know what I'm going to compete to give you my love. So he would probably win that shit. But I'd be like, you know what? I ain't playing this fucking game. Go ahead. Y'all do what y'all got to do. But, and now they have a good relationship. But I wasn't willing to put up with as much to get that relationship. I wonder how much people are willing to put up with, how much courting of a woman they're willing to do. You know what I'm saying? How much putting up with a man cheating in the beginning or having female friends in the beginning. How much of that they willing to put up with to get that perfect relationship? Fuck having it. What you willing to do to get to it is the question I wonder about people.
And so that brings me to the question, do men still court women? Am I supposed to? You know who's been quiet the last few the minutes? My dad, so what the hell are you doing?
Carl Williams. I'm sitting here. I'm listening. I was just getting ready to say she practicing them cartwheels from when we get off the phone.
No, I'm listening.
That's what she doing. She practicing. She getting ready. I hope he had a Gatorade or something.
He need more than Gatorade. He need a whole protein shake of some shit. Like, he need to get his protein.
I'm done. I'm done. Y'all niggas is disrespectful.
It's after 11. Did you at least feed him?
Over there.
Did you feed him?
What?
It's after 11.
Yeah.
You got to feed him before 12.
He's sleeping.
Damn, you done knocked him out already? Poor thing.
Nigga, sleeping. It ain't but what, 4:47 there? What time is it? Like, it ain't 5 o'clock yet, is it?
It is. No, it's
8.
Oh, it's 9:44.
He sleep.
Like, he
done
work the hard
job. Damn, Jay Holiday. Then put it in the bed.
Oh, man.
Damn, Medusa
right.
Holiday.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
She getting, wait a minute, she getting her Mariah Carey on. I don't know who that is. That's what we doing now? That's what we don't know. We don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just chilling.
Whole demeanor and change. She was like, man, I ain't got no time to be arguing with them niggas. I ain't going back and forth with you niggas.
she tried too.
No, I'm perfectly okay. I'm a little buzzed. I'm feeling nice.
No, nigga, you ain't buzzed. Because when you buzz, you talk a whole lot.
Okay, she's chatty batty over there. When you get a couple sips in, you chatty batty. So today you had a couple sips. Now you all mellow. You quiet.
See,
you quiet now.
It sounds like she had a blunt or two is what it sounds like.
Oh, it ain't exactly a blunt. You know.
And here's the thing.
You know. I
ain't hear that Betty Rubble last all night. I didn't hear Betty Rubble all night.
What?
I didn't hear it not once.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
It is true.
Just tell the truth.
No, it's not.
Just tell the truth.
I giggled a long time ago, like an hour ago, I think it was.
Oh, you giggled a long time ago before he put his face in your cat. Come on,
lie.
You ain't got the lie to kick it. You ain't got the lie to kick it. I wasn't talking because I wasn't on the phone. I thought I had an emergency with the kid, and I had to answer the call. You, on the other hand, ma'am, that wasn't even no emergency. You just was over there acting up. That poor man.
Somebody call
the police and make sure he all right. Somebody send a medic over there.
We need a wellness.
Make sure he all right.
I was just sitting here relaxing, listening, and sipping. That's it.
That sound like some bullshit. That sound like lies. I was just sitting back and relaxing, and I just was enjoying the atmosphere and the air. And
I was.
That sounds like some bullshit. That's some bullshit. You was over there.
No, she was popping on a handstand. You know what it is? She was popping on a handstand. She's so advanced at what she do that she ain't even have to put that much work in. You know what I'm saying? So that's what she's trying to let you know, that she's like a fucking guru of her shit. So when she do what she do, she just put the bang bang on him real quick. He knocked the fuck out. She come back to us. And she like, alright, yeah, what y'all talking about? Vows? V-O-W-U-S? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? What are y'all talking about?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, she get it, because she been giving him the business all week. Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Lie.
Did you at least put him in the sun today? Did he get any sun?
Yeah.
Did you give him a vitamin and put him in the sun?
He gets sunshine every day.
Oh, that's what you call it. That's what you call it. You call it sunshine. All right.
I'm jumping, Jay.
Okay, let's leave Medisa alone. Let's leave Medisa alone. You know what I'm saying? Let's leave two caps alone.
Oh, damn.
No.
But did she have to say it like that though? No.
I know.
Oh Oh man.
Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
And I know you had your finger out too. I know you had your finger out.
Absolutely. And that little neck roll too. No. Not with that neck roll too.
Oh shit.
Oh,
she's
sitting over there
high on
penis. I don't know what brand of penis weed that is.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. That shit was from her soul. You like, no, we not leaving shit. We on this topic, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. I was from the bottom of her spirit. She meant that. She meant that, no. That no was serious.
About the moon.
Oh, shit. I tried, Medusa. Okay, so since we're not off of it, is that motherfucker hydrated?
I said yes. That she gives him a Gatorade. I ain't never get a yes or no to the situation. I don't even know if he ate yet. That's why I said somebody call a medic over there, make sure that man okay.
He's fine.
I don't trust her. You heard that little giggle? I don't trust her. Blink once, blink twice if you ain't okay over there.
And Taylor,
no,
you know
no
this. It still ain't the Betty Rubble laugh. Like, Betty Rubble
it's
seems
not,
like she's
that's
fucking,
what I'm saying.
She's dead almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't Betty Rubble. This is like Beatrice
Betty
Rubble.
Betty got my laugh adjusted. That's what that was. She got that laugh adjusted, and now she...
She got her... Okay, so she got her tires rotated and she got a new laugh. Okay, I got you. Yeah, her tires rotated and she got a new laugh. All right.
Done. She don't need to go get a pap smear. She got her laugh adjusted.
I can't.
She got her tires rotated and she got her uterus lifted. She fine. She done lost her laugh.
Y'all so stupid.
She got her laugh adjusted.
Oh my god. Oh, you got Taylor over
no,
here.
No, matter of fact, she got her alignment.
Shit.
She got her alignment adjusted. She got her tires winterized. That's what
she
happened.
Winterized.
She got her oil changed. She got her
She got a new inspection sticker. You know what they say about stickers? You got to lick it before you stick it. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
oh my
know.
God. She got that new damn inspection sticker. That inspection was she riding around on them dirty tags. Little motherfucker getting this up for you. She had them dirty tags for a minute, boys. She said it was a couple years. She was still riding around here with them damn, with that sticker plate. That 16 lit sticker plate. She ain't got that 19 slap on her hand.
It's you.
It gets me riding dirty.
Yeah, she got that 19.
The challenge of giving hugs all 2019.
Oh, shit.
She got her fluids changed. She got her fluids flushed. That's what happened. She got a fluids flush.
Y'all crazy. That's why I told you. She riding around with that damn 20. Me and best friend do this thing. We get in the car. We be looking at everybody's tags, right, to see their sticker number, to see if the sticker's outdated. Medusa's sticker had 16 on it. She didn't got that 19 stamped on that ass. Now she's flying by the police. No seatbelt.
She got that 19 stamp on her ass.
She riding around with that dirty inspection sticker. With that dirty registration. Then she didn't got that new registration. And that 19 sticker. She flying by the police and shit. No seatbelt on.
I got a question. So, Medusa, did you let him have some of your white people box wine?
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
wait a minute. Now I got another, raising my hand. I got a question. So if you didn't give him the white people box one, did you give him the white people bottled one?
No. I had different wine. What people are drinking on at this point?
Do you hear this voice? This voice then got low, it then got
thank you.
Strong.
Thank you. She said, listen, boo boo.
I've been drinking before wine.
I'm going to drink before wine.
Oh, okay, man.
Hey, look.
She's putting the booty call voice on now.
She only get that box wine from the white people. She done fucked around and went to Martin Luther King Drive and then got that damn, went to the ABC store and got that fantasy.
Not the ABC.
She done went to that ABC store for real.
I actually had some Tequila.
Wait, hold on, stop. Did you say Tequila?
That's what I call it,
Tequila. I'm done with you.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
How did you pronounce that bullshit?
I say Tequila because every time I drink the shit, I be feeling like I'm gonna die the next day, but. I'm good.
What's going to happen is you ain't going to die. What's going to happen is you're going to get on that day. He's going to die from dehydration and everything else because you're going to drain that man. That's what happens. He's well hydrated.
Trust me.
He got this pussy juice in his mouth.
This voice is killing me right now. This voice is killing me. This voice is really killing me. Because every other sentence is, I know, like, I'm just chilling. I'm so chill right now. He's very hydrated. Like, ma'am, it's just us. You don't need the midnight voice for us.
I'm done with y'all. I'm going to fucking bang my head against a fucking brick wall. Y'all crazy.
We don't need that booty call voice.
No, for real, y'all.
Look at it change.
No, for real, guys. I'm good. I'm just good. I'm just relaxing. I'm good.
Well, you should have known this was coming. As much as you pick on everybody, you should have known this was coming.
I don't pick on nobody. How dare you say I be picking on people?
Mama. I want to know where the fuck Betty Rubble last went. That's what the fuck I want to know.
I just told you she got her fluid changed and she don't got no more Betty Rubble laughs.
I giggled a couple of times. I was just too busy, you know, trying to back
her. She got new tires and she got new rotors and she got her fluids flushed. So now she don't got no more Betty Rubble laughs.
Flushed. Y'all niggas sound like real fucking automotive. Y'all are disgusted.
I can't. Like, why didn't her include? I feel like I'm supposed to be at a minor key or something.
Exactly.
What is this? Yeah.
She said a minor key.
Minor key. That's how you know she old, right?
minor key. Pet boys. What is it like that? No, y'all. For real. No. Everything's all gravy. He's well.
For real, for real.
Everything goes
real,
gravy, huh?
Stop asking me questions. This nigga about to wake up on the phone again.
Next time I'm on.
Are you telling on us now?
Are they talking about me? They talking about me. No, I'm going to say, I'm going to have him come in so y'all know he okay. He's alive and well.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what you gotta do?
Just
have him like raise his hand. He can even do it from behind. He ain't even show his face. Just raise his hand, but have a newspaper with the day's date clearing the picture so we know what date it is.
He's good. I promise you.
She take an old picture of some shit from last week sometime.
No. I got it. Why y'all? Come on now. Y'all act like I was like
it
had been like
7 years.
You were.
30 days, 39 hours, and 62 seconds. Girl, listen. Girl.
It was almost 300 days.
God damn. But you done went in there and done pull up fella.
All right, so hold on. Let's rewind for a second. Let's take a step back, maybe a step and a half. So, Dre, you just said God damn when she said that. But yet, you said that you would go for years if your wife didn't give you none. So 300 days.
Hey, the mission is totally damn different. That is totally different.
How?
Because, damn it, but this ain't done. He ain't done either. Well, we don't think he's dead, but he ain't dead.
Again, can somebody please send a medical team to the house just to check on this man? Like,
we haven't heard.
We've been on the phone for a while. I haven't heard a movement. I haven't heard of nothing. It wasn't like she didn't slip up at no point and say, huh?
He's sleep.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, somebody send out an APB. Go check, go drop by there and make sure that man is okay.
Kelly, you stupid.
Just once. Sir, if you can hear us, just press a button if you're close. If you can hear us, just press a button or something. Let us know if you need help. We here.
Boy, if that button would just say boop, I would fall the fuck out. On God and them, I swear to God, I would pass out.
So y'all, she trying to pose this picture in this group, saying he alive and well, but he looked like he casket ready.
Stupid.
For real.
Right, casket ready.
No,
he looked like he is laying down.
His eyes ain't even open. No, I'm not buying it. Somebody send out an APB. Somebody send a squad car past there.
I don't see an eyeball.
I don't see an eyeball. Somebody send an ambulance past there. Somebody do something.
Right. There's no sign of life in that picture.
No, I don't see no eyeballs. I don't see it. No, I'm not buying it.
Look at y'all. Y'all playing detective.
If anything, that's exhibit number one in your fucking prosecution.
No, it's not. He's alive and well. He's fine. He's asleep.
Well, these are saying y'all ain't gonna lock up.
Don't try to Photoshop the picture that you just sent us, and then you try to put some filters on the shit so just to throw us off. No. No. No, you putting all types of filters and everything on this picture. No, I'm not buying it.
But besides that.
Brother, we need you to send smoke signals or something.
Please, listen. If you go in the inbox and you just press one, I mean, we'll figure it out from there. If you gotta go to anybody's individual page, just put a number one. We'll try to figure it out. We'll send somebody to come help you, sir. We'll get you a water, a banana, a vitamin water, something.
Yeah.
Some sort of electrolyte, something.
Banana.
Some
sort
of electrolyte.
The only thing we can do is nigga is a water and a banana. You better off just stand where the fuck he at.
But you know his sugar low. He ain't fat.
Okay. I still didn't get an answer to my question. Did the man eat a full meal? Not that bread,
yes.
not the bread crust and the water you gave him the other day. But I mean, did he have a full meal? A meat, a starch, and a vegetable today. Lord Jesus, she got to think about it.
Call CPS.
Yeah,
you want to know where the motherfucker full of shit? Let me tell you where the motherfucker full of shit. When you ask them a question and they answer your question with a sound and not a word.
Exactly. Exactly. Madisa, I'm telling you, that's the bullshit my son do. He do shit like that. He be like, no, you're lying. You didn't even give this man a meat, a starch, or a vegetable today at all?
Everything.
No.
What did y'all have
for dinner?
What y'all have for dinner? I'm gonna tell you like this. I had a steak, blue cheese, and bacon salad. What did you have for dinner?
I had fried chicken, rice, and collard greens.
Okay.
We had some sandwiches.
She made that man a fried bologna sandwich. She made him a fried bologna sandwich with no crust on the bread.
Did you at least split the ends on this?
Wait a minute. Is that a double entendre? Do you mean y'all had a threesome?
Huh?
Is that what you mean by sandwich?
No.
Do you mean he put his meat in your bun?
In your bun? Is that what you're trying to say?
You know what? I'm not having this. Y'all crazy. Man, it's
fine. If he smothered his meat in your buns, then we got it. And to give you a little bit of
light. Listen, y'all.
We getting closer and closer to the answer.
Okay, so she said listen, y'all. Okay, we listening.
Okay, so he's resting, I promise. He's good. He's okay. He's got everything he's needed.
That's what's up.
So he's fine. He got everything he needed. Every single thing he needed, he got all week.
And Medisa's been to work on time every day, early, even, because at 4:59, she is at the elevator.
She is out the door. You understand me? She is home at 5:03. You understand me? She's home at 5:03. And that's when his shift begins, 5:03 on the dot.
Oh, stop that.
Okay, so this voice, y'all, I can't take no more.
See, listen.
Yeah. Y'all are so funny. What is this?
The only thing I wait for her to say is darling.
She just turned into a whole Southern Belle, didn't she? I'm waiting for her to go, I declare.
I'm not the truth.
Lord,
what?
Have mercy.
No,
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
I'm
the voice
doing,
was
in
God.
A,
it's something up. It's something
I'm
up.
In,
so I'm speaking.
I'm in such a zen place right now.
Oh.
She got a real life attitude adjustment there. She done met.
Okay, listen. Listen. This whole time we've been doing this show, I ain't never heard of nothing being zen like. Let's talk about this. So continue about your zen. Go ahead, girl. Tell us about your zen. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us about your zen. I ain't never. I mean, we could go back to the archives since you've been on the show. I ain't never heard. I done missed a couple shows, but I ain't, to my knowledge, I ain't never heard of her being in the zen.
A couple?
But today,
you had the audacity to say a couple.
A few? Some?
And more?
Some. I missed some shows. I did, but however, when I went back and listened, I didn't hear nothing about her being in such a zen place. So now
I'm
interested
to
find out.
I try to help you. I try to distract you, but Taylor was on her game. She was
no,
on her game. She
yeah,
right
no,
back
I
to
haven't
it.
Had a sip. I haven't had a sip. I'm fully focused. Yeah. Mm-mm. So I've never heard about this zen place. So please elaborate about the zen place that you're in. You're in such
no, I'm just
zen
saying,
and
I'm
tranquility.
Just cool. No, I'm just mm-hmm. saying, you know, I'm just like, I'm just chill. Like I'm on a whole nother level. Like I have some things that some needs that need tending to, and those needs have been tended to, and I'm good. Like I'm great. I'm good. And he's good. And
okay.
He's good, and
so now we got down to it. So she got her whole. She got a brand new car, y'all. She ain't even take it to the mechanic. She said, fuck that other car. She done went and got a whole new car. She got a whole
uh-huh.
new car.
Uh-huh.
She got everything.
She got a new model.
Yeah, yeah she got
two,
new make and model. That's what happened.
To the 2019 version.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. So now she's in the zen place in the tranquility garden. You know, the one with the little rake. That you're just playing, that you just rake it back and forth,
okay,
and you're
I'm,
supposed
I'm
to bring
break
out
it,
your
I'm
inner zen.
I'm gonna break it down to y'all like this. Has anybody watched SpongeBob? Kids watch
yeah.
SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you ever seen the episode of SpongeBob when he was trying to. They told him that all he needed to do, Squidward had this restaurant, and he said, you need to put everything else out of your brain except for breathing and fine dining, right? So I'm like SpongeBob was when he was remembering
so you put
only
everything
how to breathe
out.
And have. No, listen. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying I was like, my mood is like SpongeBob when he was like just thinking about breathing and fine dining. He was cool. He didn't have no worries. But then, y'all remember the part where he had to remember stuff? And so, like, they showed the little picture, and it was, like, all these little SpongeBobs running around with these file cabinets, and shit was on fire. So that's how it was. I was kind of, like, in a crazy place before, right, because of the, you know. Because
you got tired of you not having your tires rotated. Okay.
Yeah, you know, things that stuff hadn't been happening like it was supposed to. So, you know. So I was kind of like crazy. I was kind of like, oh, like, you know. But now I'm just like, okay.
He came and smoothed all that
like,
right on out, didn't he?
He was losing.
Came and
losing
now he came rotating them tires, girl.
What was happening is that she was losing her shit completely. And so she was like, if you don't get your ass down here, I'm gonna show out, right? And he was like, okay, I'm coming. So he came. And then...
He's been coming ever since.
You told us before your lost count. Your lost count. Ain't that much fucking in the world that you lost count.
That again, this goes back to my original statement. Can somebody please send a medic to this house to make sure this man is okay?
Nope.
That's all I'm saying. Somebody, anybody, if you can hear us out there, just send a message.
She didn't get
us
no
make sure.
Warning. She didn't give him no warning.
Right. Poor thing.
He owes. You know.
That's okay. We're going to do We may have to wait till Monday morning when she go to work. You know what I'm saying? We can call her son or her daughter.
She go back to
and have
to check
on her. Right.
Yeah, okay, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
So while she walk wheel in, we can call her
why
son or her daughter.
Why do y'all think I'm like I would just like you know, wear somebody out like that?
Nigga,
really
you ain't did the Betty Rubble Raff one. You talking like
brilliant.
Fucking Ava Gabor. What the fuck do you mean? You just giving us a whole nother fucking person right now.
No, look, I'm really chill. I'm so chill.
She is talking like she didn't hit a blunt or two. Like she didn't hit a blunt.
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
Exactly.
I did.
That's
not
like
I just fucking weird and shit. I did pop.
Ooh, that's that good. Ooh,
you
popped the wall. Oh, that's
what
it is. She on that. She's on that tequila and that backyard boogie. That's what it is. Queso. She on the tequila and the backyard boogie. That's what that is. She is over there doing cartwheels on the man while smoking the backyard boogie and drinking tequila. That's what she doing.
She over there smoking a drink.
I'm a little jealous. Let me find out. I'm about to go
buy tequila. I can't
have tequila, but I ain't acting like you. Well, folks, we're gonna let Medusa get to her her evening
shenanigans and her cartwheel. Her evening visit. Is that what it is? Did you just call it her evening visit?
Y'all know she gonna come back on. She gonna come back hell on wheels. So y'all might well get ready, because when he goes,
hey,
she gonna show up. She gonna come back. She gonna be in rare form. She gonna bet it rub all up on this phone. She gonna bet it rub all on this damn phone when he leaves.
y'all
might well get ready. And Taylor, you know how she do us. She don't mind FaceTiming us at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, listen. Talking about she did it by accident. No, it's like she did it.
So she gonna be ready. She gonna, when he leaves, she gonna be FaceTiming us at 3 a.m. She gonna be mad as hell. Just
oh, no,
out.
She not. The devil is a lie.
Let me tell y'all something.
What you got to tell me, Cartwheel?
I would not be cussing y'all out. Stop.
Very well, Will.
I'm good. Like,
you have to tell me part of
it. I love y'all. Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Oh, shit.
And the fact that he's trying to keep quiet while he sleeps, you're not trying to ruin his slumber.
Exactly. And that's what it is. She's like, this nigga wake up, I got to put it on this nigga. A live dick is an occupied dick.
And only thing that man's trying to do is just go to the bathroom. Because she finally, you know, he thought she was vulnerable. He was going to go out the room, and it didn't pan out for him. Poor thing. He was trying to go to the bathroom since 11 o'clock this morning.
Lord,
can't get up.
No.
I know when he's
fine.
He'd be like, who Jesus, I could give my dick a break.
Mm-hmm.
Did she just put dick and God in the same sentence? Did she just do that?
Yes, she did.
I don't know
what y'all did that.
Bye. I'm gone. Y'all crazy.
Dick and God in the same sentence. It wasn't even that far apart in the sentence. You're going right to hell.
Hand basket. Hey, look. At least I know if I go, I'm going to have company.
Yeah, you're right there beside
you. Absolutely. Right next to you.
Well, y'all motherfuckers can write me, because I ain't going to be in no hell.
You the first motherfucker going to hell now.
I'm going to be the first office.
You
going to
be the first.
What's the first one?
Get here, girl. Okay. Gasoline draws.
Gasoline.
Straight.
Kerosene, nigga.
I cannot. I'm done with y'all.
Okay,
so thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. We have laughs, we have kiki, we have had some serious conversation around here. We will see you all next week. Same time, same place. Different types of shenanigans. We're going to check to see if Medusa's friend is alive.
Do we even know a name? Do we got a first name for this person? Or we just calling him friend?
I know his name.
The nigga name is Amistad. Because he was like, give us three. Give us three.
Give us three.
Oh, man.
I hate y'all.
No, you don't. If you hated us, you wouldn't be here every week. And you wouldn't talk to us every day.
All day.
Every night. Yes. Multiple times all day. While you ain't working. Go.
And take your pictures.
Damn.
Okay. All right,
wait. Before we go.
Okay.
If this ain't the picture taking this motherfucker at work, I don't know who the fuck is.
Man, listen.
That girl have a photo shoot every day, three times a day.
I have not. That's not true. I went days without taking the picture.
She be on break.
That's bad, Medusa. That's bad, because part of my job is to actually take pictures. So that's bad for you, for them to point you out that you take that many damn pictures.
I don't be taking that many pictures.
And part of my job is taking pictures.
I do not be taking that many pictures. Like, I used to take pictures every day, but I don't be taking them every day. It'd be like every 3 days.
You don't take them every day no more?
No. Not this week. No, not this week, because she's been trying to get her work done so she can leave. So she can leave at 4:59 so she can get home at 5:03. You got to get home by 5:03.
Not crazy.
She still be taking
5:04 it goes down. You understand? She get off at 4:59. She get home at 5:03. 5:04 is over.
That nigga is a 5:04 boy. Let me find out.
That little dude be in that house with Jasper. Talking about some Jasper. Don't see me no sound. I don't want to know we in here. He hiding. When you get there at 5:03. Oh, fell.
Y'all crazy. Yeah, crazy.
He's still trying to find that crust of bread she left out for him and that half a bottle of water. That's what he's trying to do. He spent all morning trying to find that crust of bread and a half a bottle of water.
It
ain't even a full bottle. It's a half a bottle.
What do you mean? He only drink it out the cap. Can't have it no water. If you take no sip out that water, then drink a cap.
Okay.
You better cup your hand.
Damn, he only get a cap full at a time?
You don't get a cap full. Okay, I'm here at the bed because I got a 9 o'clock hair appointment. I'm not doing this with y'all. Y'all have a good night. We about the cutest white woman.
Good night, people.
Because our resident white woman decided that she didn't want to show up to work tonight. So we don't cue the white woman.
Peace.
Good night.
Done.
Good night.
I'm fucking done.